It is an auspicious evening as Kachara House members prepare to invite a set of Buddha statues into a friend's home. A few months ago, our friend Mr. Ting decided to invite a set of three Buddhas of Lama Tsongkhapa and his two disciples back to his home. After extensive renovations were carried out to accommodate the Buddhas, his house is now ready for inviting them home. It is important to make grand preparations, as we are not just putting a statue in our house, but inviting an enlightened being and their teachings. Here, volunteers from the Kachara Saraswati Arts Department and Mr. Ting's family are drawing large chalk pictures of the eight auspicious signs in the front porch. These signs first originated as an offering from the gods to Buddha Shakyamuni when he gave the first Dharma teaching after his enlightenment. They represent a grand celebration and rejoicing, and drawing them at the entrance to our homes marks a joyous occasion that welcomes Dharma into our homes and lives. Inside, Wan and Justin prepare trays to hold the candle offerings. The volunteers helping out tonight are from different departments in Kachara House, and also from all over the world. For example, Justin, a webmaster from New Zealand, and Tamara, a friend from Australia who flies into Malaysia frequently to attend Kachara House events. Hundreds of candle offerings have been prepared which will be lit tomorrow. Just as light dispels darkness, light offerings represent our prayers to dispel ignorance and gain wisdom. We offer light to welcome the Buddhas because with them comes Dharma, the methods to gain wisdom. The lorry for transporting the Buddha statues is being prepared tonight by volunteer and senior Dharma student, Fat Monk. Bunches of flowers have been attached around the lorry as an offering to the Buddhas so that they are well escorted during the trip. When we invite Buddha statues home, it is likened to inviting a very grand and important guest, so we must ensure that our home is well prepared, clean and tidy. The offerings we make to the Buddhas must also be in the best condition possible and of the best quality that we can afford within our means. Making and preparing offerings help us to gain great merit for our spiritual aspirations and creates a strong affinity with the Buddhas. It is not that the Buddhas need our offerings, but the effort we invest from our side propels us forward in our spiritual journey. 1. Manager of our Dharma outlet, Kachara Paradise, comes from Thailand and so has a very strong Buddhist background which he shares with us through the supervision and preparation of events like this. We can place offerings directly on a Buddha statue, but as Lama Tsongkhapa is in the form of a monk, he cannot wear ornaments on his body. Instead, we can offer precious stones and pearls on the robes he wears. Chia, the liaison of spiritual affairs, has had vast experience in setting up altars and offerings. He and Wan explained to Mr. Ting and his family the procedure for making offerings and setting up the altar for the main event tomorrow.
我们一个人会收香，然后一个人会说话，然后我们再插回去。然后香呢，我们拿出来了，我们可能会放在外面。就是在献花的这个过程之中呢，你们就是那个人呢，就是上跪拜先，然后才放白布。所以我们会有两个人呢站在这边的，就是接了，然后放上去，接了放上去，接了放上去，直到最后一个人完了为止。连这个就是迎接仪式。
直到最后一个人供完为止呢，然后我就会帮他穿衣服了。Only we invite in, then put the flower on, then when the Lama Tsongkhapa put on the hand, then it's
okay. 你们要做的就是这样罢了。
A special throne is set up for the Lama, which is beautifully arranged with brocade and nice silks. The Lama is actually more important than the statues, because he directly teaches us the Dharma. Since the Dharma gives us the methods to gain wisdom and attain enlightenment, the Lama is incredibly precious to us. If the Lama is not present, it is customary to place an image of him on the throne to represent him. Showing our respect to him in such a way creates the causes for us to receive more Dharma teachings in the future. This special designed prayer room also includes a large Tanka painting of the Gelupa Guru tree and 108 satsas of Lama Tsongkhapa. The auspicious day begins in Gacchara Paradise, the Dharma outlet where the statues previously resided. The statues have been specially wrapped and prepared for transportation, and several Gacchara members and friends have gathered to move them out of Gacchara Paradise. Extreme care has to be taken in moving the Buddhas, as we must remember at all times that they are not merely statues, but that they should be treated as enlightened beings. Though Gacchara House has 4 affiliated Dharma stores, the emphasis has never been on making sales. Rather, our Lama, His Eminence Tem Tulku Rinpoche, conceptualized the outlets as a means for sharing Dharma with people around the country and region. Each of the stores offer a broad range of Buddha statues, ritual and offering items, Dharma books and paintings to aid all Dharma practitioners in setting up their own altars at home and starting their own practice. The outlets also help to arrange for all customers to invite their Buddha statues back home at no extra cost, as has been done for Mr. Ting today. The outlet staff are always on hand to share further information about Dharma, and the volunteers, who come from all over the world, offer their time, Dharma knowledge and passion to help in events like the one today. Each of the Buddha statues has been fully filled with thousands of mantras, Buddha's images and precious items. This increases the merit field and is a way for us to gain further merit. Because when we make offerings, it is not just to the main image, but to all the holy items contained inside. However, this does add to the weight, and since Gacchara Paradise is located on the second floor, carrying Lama Tsongkhapa down the stairs requires quite a lot of effort. The lorry prepared the night before is readily stationed to transport the statues, and more volunteers await downstairs to help load them on. Such seemingly elaborate rituals are not for the statues, but for what the statues represent. There is often the misconception that Buddhism encourages idol worship. On the contrary, Buddhists meditate on the qualities of the Buddha which they aspire to achieve. The two smaller statues of Lama Tsongkhapa's 2 disciples, Gyaltsab Je and Kedrup Je, are now transported downstairs and also placed in a lorry alongside Lama Tsongkhapa. Back at Mr. Ting's house, the chalk drawings of the 8 auspicious signs have been completed and are ready to provide a grand welcome for the Buddhas. Inviting the Buddhas, a Lama, and the Dharma teachings should always be in the spirit of joyous celebration, as shown in this picture of Buddha Shakyamuni. Mr. Ting's children and Gacchara house prepare for the Buddha's arrival by lighting hundreds and hundreds of candle offerings in the front porch, to usher in the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, as is represented by Lama Tsongkhapa himself. Others create a rich procession and stand ready to greet the Buddha statues with plenty of flowers, incense and katas. As the lorry carrying the Buddha statues pulls up in front of the house, Mr. Ting lights a string of firecrackers, a traditional Chinese custom that is performed to chase away negative energy and to celebrate incredibly happy occasions. Buddhism encourages integration with one's culture and does not seek to destroy it. Actually, a cultural tradition like this represents an offering from the heart, as it draws from what we personally regard as positive, valuable, and good. Everyone sings the 4-line Mixima prayer, Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra, to greet the statues as they are being unloaded. Lama Tsongkhapa is a direct emanation of 3 Buddhas, Avalokiteshvara, the Buddha of Compassion, Manjushri, the Buddha of wisdom, and Vajrapani, the Buddha of spiritual power. Inviting Lama Tsongkhapa or reciting his prayers is equivalent to us invoking the combined energies of these three Buddhas simultaneously. Now that the Buddhas are about to be moved into the house, the large procession moves ahead to welcome them, while great care is taken to ensure that each of the statues are delicately handled. As we welcome the Buddhas into our home, we should visualize the occasion to be as full and vibrant as in this painting of Buddha Shakyamuni. We should regard our statues with equal reverence, such as by paving the way with flowers and beautifully scented incense. It is especially auspicious to note that Lama Tsongkhapa's coming to the world was predicted by Buddha Shakyamuni himself. Inviting Tsongkhapa into our home is equivalent to receiving the blessings from him and the whole lineage before him that dates back to the sage Shakyamuni. Lama Tsongkhapa was a scholar and saint in Tibet during the 14th century, who was famed for his great study and mastery of the scriptures. Having consolidated the essence of teachings from the three existing schools of Tibetan Buddhism and from the Indian masters, Tsongkhapa established the Gelupa school of Buddhism, also known as the Yellow Hat tradition. He also founded Gaden Monastery, one of the world's largest monastic universities, which is currently located in South India and to which Kachara House is affiliated. The Buddha statues have finally arrived in the prayer hall. They are then gently positioned on an altar that was specially planned for and crafted to hold them. Under Chia's supervision, the volunteers ensure that the statues are placed accurately. Details like the statue's position, pose, and even ornaments must be arranged exactly, as each gesture symbolizes a specific teaching guiding us to enlightenment. The Ting family prepares to make the first kata offering to Lama Tsongkhapa and the two disciples. Katas are traditional silk scarves that are used in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition to show our respect. They are also representations of our prayers, which we offer up to the Buddhas with the hope that we may gain attainments in our spiritual endeavors. Kachara members and volunteers also have the opportunity to make prostrations and offerings to the three Buddhas on this meritorious occasion. Continued chanting of Mixima brings the energy of the Buddhas into the home and blesses all those involved in the event. After the statues have been positioned, Chia then proceeds to place robes on each of them, which can also be considered an offering to the Buddhas. In the meantime, volunteers help to make tormas, traditional food offerings that are made to accompany pujas or prayer sessions. Traditionally, tormas are made from barley flour, sugar, yogurt, milk, butter, honey, and saffron. However, using modern-day foods such as bread or biscuits is permissible. The offering is not in the ingredients, but in our effort to offer things we regard as pleasurable or precious. In offering the best that we can, we should pay detailed attention to all aspects of the Buddha statue's form and surroundings, including the robes and ornaments. Here, Juan does a last-minute touch-up on the robes. While Chia and Tashi, a volunteer from Switzerland, meticulously affix a cloth base on the statues to keep them well protected. When all is complete, the fully adorned robes are finally put onto the statues. Chia makes the final touches to ensure that the robes are securely fastened. As the statues are being properly positioned, other volunteers prepare offerings for the altar, such as sensory offerings and food. The yellow hats are placed on the three statues as a final touch. These hats are symbolic of the Gelupa lineage and symbolize spiritual growth. The peak of the hat represents the full attainment of enlightenment, and the two side flaps each represent compassion and wisdom, the means by which we attain enlightenment. These hats are only worn by high lamas, and by our offering it to them, it represents our prayers and wish that they may remain long with us to continue teaching. Mr. Ting and his family now prepare to make the first altar offerings, such as the silver butter lamps they are holding, and the set of three gold and silver plated mandalas on the altar. Mandalas represent all the most beautiful and precious things in the world, which are visualized and offered up to the Buddhas. Butter lamps, which traditionally held candles made of butter, symbolize the dispelling of darkness or ignorance within our minds so that we can gain greater wisdom. We should make these offerings of the best possible quality we can afford. Silver and gold are considered the highest quality. Again, it is not because the Buddhas need our offerings, but it is for us to collect the merit for our spiritual path. Rich substances such as milk, yogurt, beer, or wine, which are very difficult to obtain before in Tibet, can also be offered up along with the tormas and food offerings. A family making prayers and offerings together is a perfect way to show love and care for each other. It creates immeasurable merits for themselves individually and collectively as a family to advance in the spiritual and worldly aspirations. Finally, an abundance of water offerings are made, representing the simplest form of the sensory offerings. The final splendor of the three Buddhas, the satsas behind them, and the accompanying offerings shines bright and warm in the prayer hall.
欢迎各位师兄师姐，还有各位远道而来的贵宾，Roland从新加坡来，Tamara从澳洲来，还有我们这班Charles House的师兄师姐，很高兴的 Mr. Deng 来到 Mr. Deng的家来迎请，恭请南马总老方。
Also Tamara from as far as Australia, and also all the friends invited by Mr. Ting. Thanks for coming.
有重大的意义的，好像 Rimji 所说的，我们请一尊佛像进我们的家，我们要把这个佛像呢当成是真正的在请一个佛进人家，而不是一个佛像。
Like what Rinchi has said, when we invite a Buddha statue to someone's house, we should really treat it like we are really inviting a Buddha into the place and not just a mere statue.
通过我们怎样的准备，我们花这么多的功夫去把这个大吉祥挂在外面呢？这些步骤呢，我们请的呢，都是跟以前。 我们想请佛到我们家，这些仪式呢，都是跟着以前的方法做的。
So all the preparatory work, such as the work that we have done for the drawing the eight auspicious signs outside the house, all these are actually based on what we have practiced in the previous times when we invited Buddha statues home.
就是通过这样的仪式，我们诚恳地引起喇嘛总巴巴呢的真身呢，来到 Mr. Deng 的家呢。通过这些准备呢，也希望呢把这个佛法呢，带到 Mr. Deng 的家人来加持他们的家。The
holy image to Mr. Deng's house. We also wish to bring the holy Dharma into his house, and also to bless. The house members, as well as give them the ultimate protection to them.
而且呢，通过这样的仪式呢，把引起一个真的佛呢，喇嘛宗喀巴的佛像呢，会显现奇迹的现象，因为呢，我们把它当成真的佛的请进来，而不是只是真像。
When we invite Lama Tsongkhapa's holy image to the house. Because of the way we treat him as a real Buddha present in the house, he will actually manifest signs of miracles, or rather signs to the family members.
Okay, 现在我们请Mr. Deng, 就是这间屋的屋主，来讲几句话。
Welcome Mr. Deng to give a speech.
谢谢 Mr. Cha， 谢谢你们。我今天很高兴，是因为你们帮我很多，我邀请松爸爸进我的家，帮我念经，还有教导我很多东西我不会的。
I'm very happy. Thanks for everyone to coming to this house to help me set up, to help me chant alone and teach me the Dharma. Thank you very much.
还有以后还有很多东西我还要向你们学习，谢谢你们。Thank you.
In future, there'll be more things I would like to learn from you. Thanks, everyone.
这里我们的 Kajala 的 member 还有我们的希望送一件小礼物呢给 Mr. Tang。
From the Kajala members, we have a little gift for Mr. Tang.
Kajala members present a gift of a crystal mala to Mr. Tang. This crystal mala adds an auspicious note to the occasion, as this is exactly what Lama Tsongkhapa offered to Buddha Shakyamuni in that lifetime.Before the Lama Chopa Puja begins, everyone makes three prostrations to the altar as a prayer to gain the same attainments as the Buddhas. The Lama Chopa Puja, also known as the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Puja, invites all the Buddhas, lineage Lamas, Dakas and Dakinis to come to the place, partake in the offerings and bless the family and surrounding areas. It is a very powerful prayer for creating vast amounts of merit, purifying negative karma and inviting tremendous blessings of the enlightened beings. It is very auspicious to perform this prayer on this special occasion, such as today, for birthdays, weddings, or any celebrations. Included in the puja is a recitation of Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra, Nigzima,again to invoke the combined energies of Buddha Avalokiteshvara, Buddha Manjushri, and Buddha Vajrapani. Along with the chanting, full offerings of flowers, incense, water, mandalas, light, sensory offerings, the eight auspicious signs, and tormas fill the prayer hall with everyone's combined prayers and good wishes for the Ting family.It has been a very joyous day indeed, and everyone is in high spirits after all the preparations and prayers. To capture the moment, the Ting family and Kachara House members and friends all gather for a last photograph. The Buddhas are home, and the smiles rain down blessings on the Ting family and all who will come into contact with them here. Today has been a most auspicious occasion of not just bringing home three statues,but of inviting the vast wisdom, compassion, and infinite blessings of enlightened beings, the Buddhas, into friends' home. An experience like today's embodies the main wishes for His Eminence Tem Tuku Rinpoche and of our center Kachara House to bring Dharma into people's hearts and homes. From drawing chalk pictures in the front porch to making tormas and water offerings,Each aspect of the preparations represent a means for us to fulfill our spiritual aspirations and gain enlightenment. Each volunteer has partaken in these activities with a sincere wish that it may benefit the Ting family and inspire them onto their own spiritual path and practice. We welcome you to visit our center and any of our outlets, and should you choose to invite a Buddha statue into your own home, Kachara House will make full arrangements to help.And advise you at no extra cost, as has been done today. May the merits accumulated by all of us on this happy occasion bring oceans of joy and happiness to Mr. Ting, his family and friends, and all Dharma aspirants. Thank you.